This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Now, there has been great concern around releases that the government in Westminster are looking at scrapping the Disabled Students' Allowance. Now, we all have a right to education, and it can make a huge difference to your life, even your employment chances. But with the extra costs associated with disability, could this be, well, a bit of a blow? We have with us Bill Scott from Inclusion Scotland. Bill, thank you very much for joining us. Perhaps you could tell us, first of all, a little bit about the organisation.
Hi, Alan. We're a national network of disabled people's organisations led by disabled people themselves, and we're funded by Scottish Government mainly to do engagement work, to gather disabled people's views and to try and actually bring them into contact directly with politicians, civil servants, other decision makers, so that disabled people's needs and views are known when policies being made, new laws are being made. So that's our sort of main role, making sure that disabled people have a voice.
Now, recently there was information coming from Westminster that it looked as if the Disabled Students' Allowance would be scrapped by central government. Just explain, first of all, the Disabled Students' Allowance, what is it and how does it really affect someone going into further higher education?
Well, can I say the good news first?
Absolutely.
The good news is that the Scottish Government have said that they will retain the Disabled Students' Allowance in Scotland. So this is not going to affect any disabled student going to a university or college in Scotland, but it will affect any disabled student from Scotland who goes to a university or college in England. So that's the really good news, because obviously a lot of students choose to go to a university near their home or etc. But if somebody was planning to go to Oxford or Cambridge or something like that, to one of the prestige universities, they would be affected, or any other English university. Mm-hmm. So I'll try and explain a wee bit about the allowance now. It basically has four elements to it. There's a specialist equipment allowance that can fund items like computers, software, a special chair or desk that the student might need, and that's up to £5,200 a year. Then one of the most important parts is the non-medical helper's allowance. Now, that can help pay for sighted guides, for BSL interpreters, all that sort of thing, where somebody needs ongoing support on a daily basis to actually do their studies. You know, it could pay for an electronic note taker, for example. So that is quite generous, actually, and it's over £20,000 a year you can get for that sort of non-medical support while you're there. Then it can pay for just general elements that aren't covered by the other things, like maybe additional books that you might need, or you know, a few other additional items that aren't really covered by specialist equipment or non-medical helpers. And again, that's just over £1,000, £1,500 or so you can get through that. Finally, you can actually get some help with travel costs, although in Scotland you would have to make a case for getting those additional travel costs to the student allowance body, who also assess you as to whether you need a disabled student's allowance in the first place.
Okay, so this really is invaluable help for students, this allowance. It really helps people get on with further higher education anyway.
Yeah.
Now, with the removal of the allowance, what seems to be being said is that central government, Westminster, is saying that the cost, the burden, if you like, of this should now fall on universities. Now, that sounds quite tough. I mean, we hear about universities and so on who are saying that their budgets are already stretched.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we are very, very concerned about it, because obviously, you know, it's, as I said, you know, the amount that you can get for non-medical help, you know, on a daily basis, over £20,000 a year. You know, five students, and you're talking about potential costs of over £100,000. And our problem with that is every student has to go through an application process to be accepted by a university. And if they're looking through their applications and they see that they've got disabled students, they may potentially be facing costs of £25,000 to £30,000 a year over and above the normal costs of providing tuition to the students. And they've got a non-disabled student who's also applying for that place. I'm afraid, as you say, with budgets being tight, they may well choose the non-disabled student over the disabled student, and that will result in discrimination. But discrimination is exceptionally hard to prove, because how do you know that it's happening in the first place? How do you know that the person that got the place didn't have a better grade than you? And, you know, it's going to be exceptionally difficult to prove that sort of discrimination. So, you know, we're really concerned that it will lead to universities potentially rejecting students on the basis of the additional cost that they bring with them.
Do you think this will also have an effect on the students themselves applying, thinking, well, why should I apply? I'm not going to get the support, and really hindering their future prospects?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, the attitude that's been given by central government on this, I think, will dissuade a lot of students, you know, disabled people from becoming students in the first place. I mean, in England, again, they're not only getting rid of the non-medical helper part of the allowance, they're also requiring disabled students to pay the first £200 of any additional equipment costs. So again, you know, it's going to be, well, I need to have £200 before I can get any other help. And, you know, there are a lot of students, disabled students in particular, come from very poor households, because, you know, a lot of money's probably been spent on their upbringing, specialist equipment, help, etc., around the home. And then they're going to be asked to come up with additional costs over and above those any other student would face going to university. It just doesn't seem right to us that you should impose these extra costs on young disabled people who are underrepresented in higher education already. That's the real problem. But you're less than half as likely to go to university to do a degree than a non-disabled young person. So, you know, already got underrepresentation. This is going to just intensify the problem.
So, as you said at the beginning, the good news here is that the Scottish Government say they will protect the disabled students' allowance. But if you're looking to study in England, Wales, Northern Ireland, then it looks as if that's on the way out.
We don't know yet what Wales and Northern Ireland are going to do. I'm hoping, as I'm sure young disabled people in Wales and Northern Ireland are, that they're assemblies may go down the same route as the Scottish Parliament. But obviously, they're also facing budget cuts passed on by central government. And, you know, they're going to be having to make very tough choices. But I hope that they do act like the Scottish Government to protect young disabled people who are thinking of going to university from these, you know, potential huge barriers that they could face. If you don't think that you're going to get, you know, a sighted guide to take you around the university, because the university isn't going to supply it or is going to put, you know, obstacles in your way getting one, then, as you say, you could be dissuaded from even attempting it in the first place. So, you know, it really, really is a retrograde step.
Bill, it's a story we'll certainly look to follow here on Insight Radio. If people would like to find out any more information about Inclusion Scotland's help, advice, etc., how could they get in touch?
Online, info@inclusionscotland.org. Just email that and you should get through to us. By telephone, 0141 559 5025. I could also say that Disability Rights UK, on their website, there is information about disabled students. So it's really comprehensive information, really helpful. You just need to log on and put in disabled students lines in the search engine, and you'll get the information that's needed.
Bill Scott, thanks for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.